Beginning now, Vad number 10, and in the midst of giving practical examples of very common psychological challenges that people have, and how the foundations of Menuchas HaNefesh help us overcome them. Today, we're going to move further to another example, but it's really very different from everything we've been discussing until now. Living with difficulty. Until now, we spoke about challenges that, as much as it actually did affect us in a physical way, like we spoke that there's five dimensions of self, and therefore when thoughts become feelings and physiology and your behavior and relationships, it does affect you in a physical level. But at the end of the day, it was a psychological challenge that when we have the right perspective, we put on the lens of neshama, we have the ability to overcome these challenges with seeing it in a different perspective, with a different lens. That's what we spoke about in the past. Today, I want to move further to this new example, living with difficulty. Rachmana Litzlan, there are people that have difficulties physically that they have to live with. And how does a person use foundations of a Menuchas HaNefesh to overcome this challenge? What do I mean? For example, Rachmana Litzlan, there are people that got married and they can be married for a number of months or years and they don't have children. So they're living day to day with this tremendous physical challenge of life without children. It's very painful. How does a person live through such difficulties? A person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses their job. No parnasa. Day to day, there's a physical challenge of living without parnasa. Rachmana Litzlan, all these stories, when Bachrim are killed, a person who has his best friend killed in a car accident. My best friend was lost. How does a person go on day to day living life with this difficulty that his friend's life was snatched away at such a young age? How do you live with this difficulty? People, Rachmana Litzlan, have family, relatives, children in hospitals. And sometimes it's for months or for years. How do you live with that difficulty with someone that's beloved in the hospital? There are physical difficulties that people have to live with. Now, although the lens of neshama, Menuchas HaNefesh, would teach us that, yes, everything has a perfect design, and obviously it's all l'tov, but with all that in mind, at the end of the day, moment-to-moment living is still very difficult and challenging and painful. It still stings. It still hurts. And therefore, just that piece of knowledge that, of course, everything's l'toiv and Hashem has it all calculated is really not enough. And therefore, how does a person overcome living with difficulty with foundations of Menuchas HaNefesh that we've been teaching? So the first thing I think is very important is something we find in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, his beloved wife Rachel, Vatomas Rachel, Vatikove B'derech Efrasa, he beis Lachem. Yaakov Avinu was traveling. We all know Yaakov Avinu's how difficult his life was all along. And all of a sudden, his beloved wife dies. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Vani bevoi v'pada mesa alai Rachel. What does it mean? She died on me. The Medrash says, Olai misoso shel Rachel, it's on me. Kosho olai misoso shel Rachel, mikol hatzoros avos elai. Yaakov Avinu said, the death of my beloved wife is more difficult than all the suffering I've been having in my life. Rachmanu Litzlan, we know Yaakov had a lot of suffering. And here in Chazal, we're learning in the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said about himself, we have to realize, you know, he waited to marry Rachel. How long was he married to her already? His whole marriage was only 8 years. Can you imagine? He married her only about 8 years ago, and she already passed away. We can't imagine how painful this must have been to Yaakov Avinu. Look what the Pasuk says immediately after. Vayisa Yisrael, means Yaakov Avinu traveled. Vayet Oholoi Meholo L'Migdal Eder. And he planted his tent a little further by Migdal Eder. You look at all the Mepharshim, they explain it was a Mokum Karoiv, it was just a little bit further. He went a drop further. And it's a Pella, like, what's the Torah telling us? It's the whole Pasuk. I believe there's a secret here that's very negaya us. When a person is going through challenge and going through difficulty, Rachmanu Litzlan, a person has to know that the first piece of advice is you have to follow what Yaakov Avinu did. Move on. As difficult as it is, Yaakov Avinu said this is the biggest sorrow he had in his life. Yet, the Torah went and taught us, Vayisa Yisrael Vayet Oloi Meholo Migdal Eda. He moved further. And this is a big yisoy as a first step. And when a person has challenge, Rachmanu Litzlan, I've seen this over the years, some people get stuck. I'm not judging anybody. When people go through hard times, Rachmanu Litzlan, it's very difficult. But sometimes people get stuck in that situation. And stuck means they almost like stop functioning, they won't leave their home, or they won't do anything. And that sorrow takes them over. And Yaakov Avinu is teaching us that you have to find the inner strength to move forward. Life has to go on. Of course, it's a sorrow, but you have to move forward and move past it. You have to realize that life continues. And that's the first step, that Yaakov Avinu himself went further. Now, obviously, even when you go further, a moment later, you have the tzara, and you have to deal with it. So that's what we're going to have to talk about now. How do you deal? How do you live with difficulty? But the first step is you have to move forward like Yaakov Avinu did. So I think there are 3 points of focus. And I made it into the Rosh Yetevis Emes. The 3 points of focus that's revealed to us in Chazal, it stands for the Rosh Yetevis Emes. This is the truth in suffering that could really empower us to help us endure and tolerate living with difficulty. And we can make it into a Margula Bapume, something a person has to say to himself to get over it, to get through it, to tolerate it. The first thing, the Aleph of Emes. Aleph stands for Echad, which references Hashem. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Memvavim and Aleph that if the Gemara didn't say this, we would never allow it to be say such a thing. But the Gemara says, Bishah She'odom Mitztair. When you're in pain, a person has pain. Shechina Maloshon Emeris. What is Hashem saying when a Yid has pain? Kolani Meroish Kalani Mizroi. Which means Hashem is saying, my head, kaviyochol, is too heavy for me to carry. My arm is too heavy for me. Which means Hashem is saying, I feel the pain. Literally. Which means, the same way when a person is going through something, when he has someone going through it with him, it's a whole different experience. It helps a person survive, helps a person endure what's happening, because it's a reality of our nature that when someone's with us in it, it makes a difference. Well, a person that realizes, literally, Hashem is feeling that pain. A person, Rahman al-Islam, let's say, the first example we gave, person Nebuch, let's say, doesn't have children. He's married, Rahman al-Islam, and he wasn't yet zeichet the children. And day in, day out, it's so difficult. That difficulty and pain that the person has of living daily, moment-to-moment life, a person has to remember the Aleph, the Emes, the truth, which references Echad, the Aleph, that Hashem feels that pain with me, in a literal sense. And it's an unbelievable thought when a person says this to himself, I'm in pain, but knowing that Hashem has this exact pain too, lightens the sting and suffering that I'm feeling. And it's a reality. The Mem of Emes, the Mem stands for Mea, 100. We're referencing a Moridik Ashtikl from the Alta from the Vardik, where he's talking about Yaakov Avinu's life. That Yaakov Avinu asked Hashem the simple question that any person that's living with difficulty asks. Why can't I just have a life of serving you without this difficulty? Hashem, I'm sitting in Kailul, why can't I just have a baby? Hashem, I'm sitting in Kailul or I'm a working person, B'nai Torah, why can't I just have a job and support my family? Why do I have to have lack of parnasa? Hashem, why can't all the different challenges and difficulties that people have, why can't I just have a life of serving you without this difficulty? Bikesh Yaakov Leisha Bishalva. Yaakov asked this question to Hashem. Why can't I just experience life, Yaakov Avinu asked, and serve you properly without all the difficulties and sorrows that I'm going through, asked Yaakov Avinu. Zakta Alta von Kelm, you know what the Rabbeinu Shalom answered him? The Rabbeinu Shalom told him, the Pasuk, Raglei Chasidov Yishma, the feet of the most pious of mine, I watch. You're so pious, you're so special in my eyes, I watch you. In what way? Heroloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKhlata Berura. The Rabbeinu Shalom showed him with 100% clarity. Yofo Echot B'Tzar, Memeya Shaloi B'Tzar. What you do in this moment, serving me and believing in me, and living your Yiddish life like this, Yaakov Avinu, is worth more than 100 times not having that tzar. So you're thinking, why can't I just have a life of serving you? 100 of those lives of serving me, 100 times of that, is not worth this one moment. Ki ikar ta'elas ha'adam, the main gain that I have from your avodah, is when you're in this matzav of nisayon, nisyonos ritzufim, continuous nisyonos and challenge. Rak b'nisayon hu atzlocha, that's where your success is. And dafka like that, hem tzoyim hamagim es ha'adol v'adregas ha'gvoyos, that's what brings you to your highest level that you could reach. Like we all know, Yaakov is called the Bechir Sheva Avos. More than Avraham Avinu, more than Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu was the chosen. He had a special relationship with Hashem on a whole different level. And here we're seeing the Rabbeinu Shalom explain to him, well, because you're my beloved and you're so precious and you're chasidov, you're my pious one, I have a special relationship with you. And that's why you're going through this difficulty. And Yaakov Avinu understood it 100% and didn't have a question after that. So this is something that we have to remember in the Margul Bakume that we have, that we could say to ourselves when we're living with difficulty, the Mem stands for 100. I know serving you, Hashem, like this is worth more than 100 times when things are easy. And it's your special loving relationship with Chassid of your pious ones that you have this. It's a special thing that I have with Hashem. And this is another truth that could change the way we live through difficulties, that we're not just surviving, but we're actually living. And the third Margul of Apume, what Emma stands for, the Sof, is the Mizmor L'Soida, the Taida that a Yid has to give. You know, it's amazing, if you look in the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Samaches, this is David HaMelech. David HaMelech, like we said, had a life of challenges. Tzadikim yismuchu yaltzu lefnei alekim v'yasisu b'simcha. Tzadikim sing and rejoice. Lefnei alekim means when there's midas hadin, suffering, challenges. How does that go together? Rejoicing and singing when there's din, in difficulties, challenges? And David HaMelech is telling us, yes. Tzadikim sing to Hashem, even in their difficulties. They find something that Hashem is giving them. Although a person, let's say, Rahman al-Tzlan, has difficulty, and let's say whatever they're going through, but they have eyesight. They're able to see. And they'll stop for a moment, even in their difficulty, and sing and thank to Hashem the fact that they have eyesight. And through this, the Pasuk says, the Zoicha, V'yasisu b'simcha, to taka rejoice and see Yeshuas. And there's countless ma'asim and stories where people saw Yeshuas through the toida that they give in a difficult time. That's another message of emes. When a person is living through with difficulty, these three points, the third one a person has to say to himself is, Hashem, even in my difficulty, I want to thank you for the gift of eyesight that you're giving me right now. A person has to find something in his life that he can thank Hashem for. And there's millions upon millions of gifts that every one of us are walking around with. You know, my brother-in-law right now just told me, his wife, Nebuch, she was having trouble throughout the year seeing with one of her eyes. And she, you know, she's working, she didn't have time to be busy with it, she's a teacher. And now, at school's over, she decided she better take care of it. So she went to the eye doctor. Why can't she see? She's so young. What's going on? And the eye doctor told her she has a hole in her retina and she has to go through a surgery where somehow they're going to go ahead and take care of that hole. And then for weeks afterwards, because they're filling the retina, she has to lay facing down until it heals. For weeks. I don't know what that means. How a person lays facing down for weeks, keeping your head down like that for weeks, I don't know what that means. But this is what she's going to have to go through. And we don't realize you have eyesight. What a gift. My Pekeach Ivrim today was a different Pekeach Ivrim when I heard this yesterday from my brother-in-law. We don't realize the gift of eyesight. And anybody who's living with difficulty, there's so many countless gifts that we have. And we just have to realize it. And this is the emes of living with difficulty. The Aleph, the Mem, and the Saf could change our perspective and let us continuously to live balanced with Menuchas HaNefesh from the center of Neshama, although it's difficult and it's painful. But if I realize Hashem has the pain with me, and I realize that it's special people that Hashem gives pain, it's Ragli Chassid of Yishma, he watches the pious people, I must be one of those. And I realize that I have to thank Hashem for the gifts that I do have. These three points of the MS in your difficulty, in your challenge, can change your perspective and help you live with this difficulty. I want to continue to one more example, which is also related to this. And that's a person feeling overwhelmed. Feeling overwhelmed is a feeling people feel stressed out, overwhelmed with responsibilities. Now, many times it's just a psychological challenge. And that's not what I'm talking about today. If it's a psychological challenge, and really if a person just organizes his thoughts, he writes down on a paper what he has to take care of, usually you could put it all down on paper and realize how I could take care of this then and this at a different time, and organize yourself a little bit, And usually that can help a person from feeling stressed out and overwhelmed by all his responsibilities, because typically that's the challenge of being overwhelmed. However, there are times when people are overwhelmed on a physical level. They actually carry tremendous burden and load that's just too much to carry, and they're taka overwhelmed. There are people that wake up 5-6 in the morning and they have responsibilities till 1 in the morning, 1 at night, as they call it. And there's just no end to their responsibilities. And there are people that are overwhelmed with all the things and that they're responsible to. So what does a person do then? And this method is there to help that too. And especially in the challenge of being overwhelmed. When a person is overwhelmed, they say, there's a famous line they say, if you're stressed, you're blessed. And it's so true. You can only be overwhelmed with responsibility because, let's say you have a wife with children, and you have a job that you have to carry, and you have parents that you're visiting that need you to go ahead and take out the garbage and do 1,000 things and shop for them. So you have parents, you have a family, you have children, you're blessed with so many blessings. Obviously, it comes along with being overwhelmed with so much responsibility. But simultaneously, a person has to realize how blessed he actually is. I saw a Mori D'Kamaisa with one of our G'daylim. There was a couple. Moshe and Sari were married for about 20 years and had 6 children. And Rachmana Litzlan, his wife Sari, was diagnosed with Yena Machla. She had skin cancer. And she was in the hospital already, and literally it was taking over her life. And her husband Moshe was at her bedside, mamish, day in, day out. And they both understood the end is near. One day, his wife Sari tells Moshe, you know, there's a family wedding tonight. I want you to go and wish everyone a mazel tov from me. And Moshe protested, no, I'm not going, I'm not leaving your bedside, I can't. And she really begged him that he should go for her. He didn't feel comfortable going. But his wife really insisted that he goes to the wedding and come right back. And he decided, okay. And he went to the wedding. He walks into the wedding, it was in the middle of the dancing, and he saw the Telzer Rosh Hashiva of Chicago, Reb Chaim Doiv Keller Zatzal, dancing in the middle of the circle with the chassam. And he knew Reb Chaim Doiv Keller lost his rebbetzin mamish recently. It was mamish maybe a few weeks or months ago. And he couldn't understand how could he be dancing with such joy when he lost his wife so recently. After the music ended, he went over to the Rosh Hashiva. And he said, I want to ask the Rashiva a personal question because it's very negeya me too. I'm going through a very similar situation. He said, I don't understand. I saw the Rashiva dancing in the middle there with such simcha. And yet you just lost your wife. It wasn't too long ago. I'm in a situation here also. My wife, Baruch Hashem, is still alive. But it seems that the end is very near. How am I supposed to live life with any simcha sachayim whatsoever? How am I supposed to live, not just survive? What am I supposed to do in such a matzah? Reb Chaim Doiv Keller took Moshe's hand and he held on to it. He said, you know something? You're 100% right. It's true. The loss of my wife was a devastating loss. But throughout the loss, I never lost sight of Hashem's love for me. My life is filled with signs of Hashem's love every moment. I learned from those signs throughout my life and every moment how deeply Hashem loves me. By giving me all those years of a wonderful marriage with my wife and my children and my Torah that I'm zeicha to. And I always hold on to this love that Hashem gave me. And therefore, when tragedy occurs, I know it's the same Hashem who loves me and brought this tragedy. I see Hashem with both of my eyes. One eye, I see the gifts and allows me to continuously rejoice. And with my other eye, I accept the nisayon that's in truth so painful. This is what Reb Chaim Dov Kalis said to this Yid, Moshe, whose wife was suffering with Yena Machla. And the message is so clear that when we're going through a physical challenge, although all the regular foundations of Menuchas HaNefesh that we learned until now doesn't really help, I presented this question to Reb Shaya Astrov. I asked him this, and he seemed to agree that there is this area that I'm living through difficulty. What do I do? There is a physical sense to it that's painful and it stings. I didn't present him my solution. I didn't get a chance. He doesn't have so much time, you know, to talk to him. But the point being is that we do have an approach that Chazal revealed to us, that when a person is living through difficulty and he's living overwhelmed with responsibilities and he feels that he's drowning in pain that stings, a person has to take on this approach to realize my foundations of Menuchas HaNefesh don't have to become lost. I can continue living balance through the lens of my neshama because I can take on the approach of Emes, the Aleph Mem Saf, the truth behind pain, the truth behind difficulty, the truth behind physically being overwhelmed. And this Emes, the Aleph Mem Saf, which is the Echad, which is the Meya, and which is the Toida, could help a person live through it. Be'ezer Hashem, we should use these methods of Menuchas HaNefesh, all these foundations of the last 10 weeks, and Be'ezer Hashem, it should change the quality of our lives that we're living, that we could live with Emes and Menuchas HaNefesh and serve by Be'ezer.